Barillas, Guatemala, Impunity and Terrors Back in the Time of Dirty War. As in the time of the bloody anti-insurgent war in Guatemala, the communities of Santa Cruz Barillas municipality are witnessing how their populations are being abused under a state of emergency decreed by Otto Pérez Molina's administration. The men being persecuted manage to hide in the mountains, while women and children are being harassed. Although the worst happened on May the 1st when an activist leading the community resistance to the construction of a dam in Santa Cruz de Barillas was killed and two others were injured, they have been suffering persecution and repression ever since they began opposing the project. After the violent killing, which has not been clarified yet, the Guatemalan government decreed a state of emergency ratified by Congress on May the 8th, which led to the repression in the area, raids, arbitrary detentions, violent interrogations, rapes, and forced disappearance. This is the testimony of Daniel Pascual, leader of La Vía Campesina Guatemala, and Jaime Manuel, a resident of the area who opposes the project. Their words reflect the absolute impunity of repression, which seems as if there was a municipal coup d'etat. Over 100 arrest warrants were issued, so most men are hiding in the mountains, and women have suffered abuses by the military during the raids, said Pascual. This is an attempt to stage a state of terror in the municipality where human rights groups have no access. Meanwhile, Jaime Manuel, of Mayan origin, explains the anguish that the local residents have been suffering for 5 years for legally opposing a project that will displace them from their territories. Men have fled from injustice, they have left their families and children, some have migrated to Mexico. He also said that several women who stayed at home were raped by the police, and that children have been beaten with gun butts. The government made the law and now they fail to comply with it, he said about the prior consultation to the affected communities. We have decided to enforce our rights. La Villa Campesina Guatemala and SEIVA, Friends of the Earth Guatemala, will hold a press conference on Thursday to expose the current situation in Guatemala.